This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
California continues to burn. Meanwhile, good news about employment. The latest government numbers are pretty good numbers. So hopefully if you're looking for a job, you're able to find one. The economy expanded at a 4.1% annual rate in April through June, the fastest pace in 4 years. Hey, everyone. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Sedona, Arizona. You know, I was thinking about the California wildfires today because I had an interesting conversation with a fireman who had been in California and was helping to fight the blazes, but also because when I woke up early in the morning, there were controlled blazes happening in Sedona. So it smelled like fire. It smelled like wood was burning. And they talked to me about the controlled blazes. They had three different ones that were actually going on, and I found that interesting. And this is part of the problem and the nightmare that they're having in some of these areas in California. So let's talk about California right off the bat, because it's such a crisis, and I've gotten a lot of emails, and we're going to go to emails in our next segment from so many of you about just how horrific it is and how many are bubbling up. I mean, 16 fires all up and down the state, for goodness sake. That is insane, and trying to respond to that is incredibly tough, obviously, for the guys and the women that are fighting the fires on the line that are coming in from as far away as New Zealand and Australia, because it's now the largest in state history, the California fire. The one of them is the largest in state history. You see the planes flying over trying to drop the water. It's awful. The White House approved a disaster declaration. They're trying to help victims. It's like the apocalypse. It's insane. It's insane, really, honestly, as somebody who lived in California, to watch it. Yes, we know Santa Ana winds. Yes, we know dry brush. And yes, we've seen this before. But no one has been injured in the Mendocino Complex fire, which is actually two fires that are made up of the ranch fire and the river fire. And they're burning around this cool area called Clear Lake, and that's in a bunch of different counties in Northern California. So now officially, because it's doubled in size over the last 3 days, it is, sadly, the largest in the state's history, the largest, burning over 283,000 acres. Wow. It's grown 80%. I want you to think about this statistic. It's grown 80% since Friday night. If I told you, wow, it's terrible about those fires a couple of days ago, which I did, and then I said, oh, now it's 80%. It's grown 80% since Friday. That is shocking. So anyway, over the weekend, the White House, of course, approved a disaster declaration for Shasta County, allowing all the people affected from the Carr fire, which is terrible, to apply for federal disaster assistance like temporary housing, home repairs, all these other programs, because what do you do? What happens? Californians in these areas are stuck, and the governor's stuck. He knows that, trying to figure out what do you do. You have 14,000 firefighters that are exhausted fighting these fires, and that's why so many other people are coming in to try to help. It's so bad that the Yosemite National Park, parts of it have been closed indefinitely because the roads are being impacted. How could you possibly let anybody come into Yosemite in these areas when you don't know how safe they are and you can't get on the roads? Wow. I mean, I'll just say it again. It's awful. So think about the people in California you know, especially in these areas. I'm going to stick with this for a second, meaning, you know, Mother Nature, weather, that kind of thing. I'm fascinated by hurricanes, and of course I've seen the disaster that hurricanes have wreaked on my own family and many of you listening to the show. A tropical storm watch has been issued for the Big Island of Hawaii as Hurricane Hector is churning west. I just looked at how that eye was sort of forming around the around in the Pacific, closer to the island. So you've got these two other systems, Hurricane John and Tropical Storm Christie. They're in the Pacific west of Mexico. Hector is going to pass about 200 miles south of the Big Island, is what they're saying now. So they're thinking rough surf, that kind of thing. but you never know. They're warning beachgoers because what does it mean when you talk about rough surf? And rough surf means maybe you might not be out there surfing, right? And especially with that other tropical storm that is brewing out there. Speaking of tropical storms, here's one that's brewing for you. Paul Manafort. How many years is Paul Manafort going to get, and what is he going to go to prison for? Rick Gates, his former business partner, has definitely rolled on him. So Paul Manafort's attorneys took aim back at the credibility of the government star witness, who is Gates, who has now been talking about millions of dollars that have been, that he says were absconded and not paid in taxes and that kind of stuff. He admitted, Gates admitted to siphoning hundreds of thousands of dollars from Manafort's firm and padding expenses and all of that. So Gates outlined this elaborate operation that he and Manafort allegedly structured in Cyprus to shell companies to secretly accept, hey, millions of dollars for their work in the Ukraine. He said most of the money was later routed to the U.S. So there was a couple of days of testimony we've seen Monday and on Tuesday. And then Gates also testified that Dr. K schooled them on how, this guy, Dr. K, schooled them on how to shield their operations from scrutiny so the money couldn't be tracked by tax authorities. What? They're scrambling for income, seeking loans against some of the seven homes that he owned. I mean, the lavish lifestyle was absolutely incredible. And Rick Gates admits to padding expenses to pay for mistresses or a mistress. And that he may have built the inaugural committee as well. This just gets more and more sordid. And I hate to say this, but every time I hear these stories that are coming out in the courtroom, I'm thinking, that sounds like that could be a movie. It has it written all over it. I mentioned this a couple of days ago, but be careful of ticks out there, because I was reading a story and I've delved more into this since I have two friends who have dealt with Lyme disease. One, she dealt with it on her own, got it, got rid of it, antibiotics done, and done, and that was a good thing. Another one, my good friend Nikki Nanos, who was just a guest the other day on this show, sadly her brother got Lyme disease, and his battle has been rough. Right now I think he's doing well, but it's been a long uphill battle, and the key is catching it quickly. And they're saying now, you know, Lyme disease and ticks have popped up almost in all the states at this point, and that is scary. You know, it used to be, oh yeah, they were deep into the woods and this happened. No, now it's spread so much more further than that. I mean, so much bigger than that. Absolutely. All right, how about this? I'm going to end on this note because I know some of you are big fans of cars, including my young, cool friend Donovan Cashin, who needs to come back on this show, frankly. He's been on a couple of times, three or four times, to talk about cars. And his family has a Tesla, and I was reading today, and somebody else sent me a link to it, but Elon Musk is talking about Tesla could and should go private. This is a big deal. He's talking about wanting the company to go private, and this is a big development, and this caused the stock to spike. Think about that. He said the only reason why he's not certain is it's continuing on a shareholder vote, but he's been tweeting that out. He thinks it's the best path forward. Tesla's share spiked 11% to close at $379.57. After trading was halted for part of the afternoon because investors wanted clarification. Wow. All-time high, $389.61. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way next as we dive into the mailbag here on ATN.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
As promised, we dive into the America Tonight mailbag. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney broadcasting from Sedona, Arizona. A lot of people here talking about the fires. I've mentioned a couple of times having this conversation with Jake, the young fireman, who told me he was there battling some of the fires along with other guys from Arizona and said it was just horrific, but you don't think that way. You just think you want this sucker down, and that's what they do. They talk about ways to try to do what they can to help on the fire on the line, and he was just one of many on the line, so to speak, trying to divert and help get rid of that, you know, get rid of that horrible, horrible fire. And it's not just one fire. It's 15 fires, so I don't want to mislead you. It's a series of fires. It feels like it's just one giant fire because now it's the largest in Mendocino. It's the largest now in history, in the history of California. All right, speaking of large, and I got a couple of emails about this giant flotilla that is scooping is going to try to scoop up the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Did you hear about this story? I guess there's this 2,000 foot long kind of contraption is under the Golden Gate Bridge. They say it's either brilliant or stupid. It's the Ocean Cleanup Project. The giant sea sleeve consists of pipes that float at the surface of the water, and they've got netting below, so it's corralling trash in the center of a kind of a U-shaped design. So I got this note from Nick who said, Kate, I just was in San Francisco. You're not going to believe it. They have this weird thing. It looks like some alien dropped it in the water, and people are talking about collecting garbage this way. Is this the way we're headed in the future? Do you know anything about this contraption? Well, I do. The purpose of it is because it's collecting millions of garbage from what they call the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which can, of course, kill whales, dolphins, seals, fish, and they got all that kind of stuff there, that sea life and turtles, if they get entangled in it. So it's something they decided to try. It's the brainchild of this 23-year-old Dutch college dropout named Boyan Slat, who was so sickened by the plastic waste he encountered when he was diving off of Greece that he said he was going to devote his life to cleaning up the ocean. So in 2017, this ocean cleanup project got $5.9 million in donations. Then there were some reserves of $17 million. So anyway, I love it that as a teenager he thought about this. Now he's trying to do it. And it's the Ocean Cleanup Project. And this is the system with the floating series of connected pipes. The length of 5 football fields, they float at the surface of the ocean. Each closed pipe is 4 feet in diameter, and then below they have that skirt that I talked about, and this is how they're hoping to clean it up. So does it work or not? Marine biologists say things are so bad, what the heck, it's worth a shot. So good for him. And thanks for that question. We move to this one. This one is from Ted, and Ted says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. I know you were talking about veterans, and you were talking about the VA, and you were talking about the VA in Virginia, and you're talking about the helplines, and you gave out the number for the helpline, which I think that's tremendous. As a former vet, I know what it's like to not sleep and struggle, and people just have no idea how hard it is when you have PTSD. But I saw a horrible photo of this guy who was on the hospital floor, and he had a blanket and sort of this pillow, and he had been waiting for 8 hours to get placed on a bed. And this was happening, I guess, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. It wasn't in Virginia, but he couldn't walk, and that photo pops up on Facebook, and it's been shared all over the place. Do you think that this springs the VA into action? Well, I think all this stuff should spring the VA into action. They're saying that they first learned of a photo on Friday night. They found his medical records. He was admitted, all that kind of stuff. But he waited for a very long time, I guess, for somebody to see him. And that was the point of talking about that. The average wait time for new patients who are looking for primary care appointments. And this is Murfreesboro, Virginia, which was rated as one of the most poorly rated veterans hospitals. By the way, I should throw that in. 26 days. Oh, when you're not well, 26 days? I can't. It's like when I have to wait for my doctor a day, it's awful when there's something going on and you have no idea what it is. Imagine these veterans. We keep talking about we care about the veterans. Well, we better get them into the VA faster than that. That's, outrageous is what it is. It is. It's absolutely outrageous. So throwing money at things, you got to have enough resources, not just the money, to make things a lot smoother for these guys. All right, let's, this is kind of like odds and ends mailbag variety, because you sent me so many crazy things. I love it. But if you want to get in touch with me, you can do that at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. Boom! Send me an email, and there you go. So here's one from Eddie, who says, Kate, I listen to the show all the time. I love it. Keep up the good work. You're like the little engine that could. I know you call yourself that. You're not really the little engine, but I totally get it, and I am rooting for you, sister. Do not dive out on us. Papa John's, what is going on with Papa John's and their brand problem, thanks to the founder, John Shatner? Do you know the latest? Every day there's something new that happens. Their sales have dropped about 6% during the second quarter, 10% during July, because of the negative publicity. That's what they're saying. And so now they're going to have to come up with some kind of program to save face. I mean, it's a whole branding thing. I mean, Shatner, who was the guy behind it, was forced out as a chair of the company's board of directors, which was a big deal. And of course, the reason that happened is because of the nightmare of the publicity. And he was also removed from headquarters in Eastern Metro Louisville. For people listening to me there, pro sports teams, University of Louisville, where he was serving as a trustee and had donated. He was donated millions of dollars for naming rights to a free enterprise center and the football stadium. They've distanced themselves from Shatner and the brand too. So this has been an absolute disaster for him personally, but also for Papa John's, because they're taking
a big hit because of the publicity. The company saying they could spend $30 million to $50 million by the end of the year to reverse marketing materials to provide financial assistance to franchises, and launch new advertising, marketing, promotional activities to counteract the negative consumer reaction. And that, you know what? This is exactly what they have to do. They have no choice. Because it's that bad. So they've got to come up with a way to fight it. It just goes to show you that old saying, any publicity is good publicity, is not necessarily true, you know, whatsoever. Bad publicity, super bad publicity for things that are said, it can be absolutely disastrous. Let's just put it that way, okay? I usually don't talk about this, but I'm going to talk a little Hollywood for a second. Da-na-na-na. Okay, so why am I talking Hollywood? Because I saw an interesting story. This is the couple that just never, we can never get away from this couple, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. And I was just reading a story that Angelina Jolie is accusing Brad Pitt of not paying meaningful child support. Meaningful child support. And you know what? What do you think of when you, it just goes to show you never know somebody's life, but what do you think of when you think of those two? You think of just ridiculous amounts of money, right? And good for them. But in court documents that were filed on Tuesday, Jolie's attorneys allege that Pitt hasn't paid any meaningful, again, that word, meaningful child support for a year and a half. So, I don't know what's that about. And they are saying that he, you know, they're saying he has a duty to pay, and he hasn't done that. So they filed something in the Los Angeles Superior Court, and, you know, Jolie's lawyers requested a status conference with a judge, and this is what you do in these cases. And she filed for divorce in September of 2016. She claimed the separation was for the health of the family. You remember that? But they have six children. Maddox, who's now 17, Pax, 14, Zahara, 13, Shiloh, 12, and the 10-year-old twins, Vivian and Knox. So that's quite a brood. And, you know, boy, it seemed like they were burying the hatchet. I thought there was like some kind of joint statement that was released about them. So a couple of you actually sent me this because you were talking about child support. There was one from Richard, and there was one from Cheryl saying, you know, child support, of course, with celebrities, is that odd? I saw that Cheryl said this, I've gone through my own horrible things with child support, and it's hard to believe that Brad Pitt wouldn't cough up the child support for his own kids. What do you think that's about, Kate? You know, it's this, that continuing weird dance between the two of them, I guess, is what I think that's about. And again, I want to remind everyone, if you want to send me an email, do it at americatonight.net. Hey, coming up, a couple of great interviews, including Teresa Carrington. And she's got an amazing basket that she puts out through the help of the women in Africa. She just sent me one. I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on my Facebook. Remember to friend me on Facebook at the Kate Delaney fan page. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More heat and hot weather for California, hampering conditions for crews fighting the 17 major wildfires there. One such fire, the Mendocino Complex Fire in Northern California, is now about the size of Los Angeles and the largest in the state's history. Cal Fire's Will Power.
It's been a challenge. We're about 14,000, from what I understand, 14,000 personnel statewide fighting fires throughout California. It's still early. We're getting that hot weather.
For a second day, the so-called Holy Fire erupted, posing a threat to nearby communities down below. Time-lapse video shows the wildfire mushrooming in the Cleveland National Forest. Orange County residents say they had very little time to escape in their cars when the flames took off on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, she's back with us again, and I know that listeners are on the edge of their seat to hear the rest of the story. Teresa Carrington, founder and CEO at 10x3. So if you go to 10x3.org, you'll find her there, formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. We were talking about capes and what a superhero Teresa is. But Teresa, you know what? On your LinkedIn profile, and Greg alerted me to this, you are known as the Queen Mother, and you will become the development leader of nearly 20,000 people who live in these areas, in Ghana especially, that are so impoverished. Did you ever think, from what you described to us, how you dove into this and started this project, it would become this big?
Never. And I want to encourage everyone who is listening, when you have a moment in your life where you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, this is, I don't understand why this is happening to me. Things can't get any worse. Heads up, it probably will. And it's happening to you for a reason. I believe that we're all uniquely equipped to do something amazing in life that only we can do, in a way that only we can do it. If you had asked me when I was being raised on that farm in central Kansas in poverty, or if you had asked me when I was going through this life crisis, are these things preparing you for something? I absolutely would have said no. But today, as the queen mother of development of the Nyargazade traditional area, I can tell you they absolutely were preparing me for something, and they were preparing me for something great. The issue of poverty, obviously, is centuries, millennia old. I bring a perspective to the world's number one sustainability goal in a way no one else can. I grew up in poverty, and I had all of these life experiences that, when combined, caused me to take a look at this issue in a way others had not. I didn't know that there were rules to ending poverty, and so I proceeded to break every single one of them, which then resulted in innovation. Innovative formulas, innovative processes, innovative technologies. So when you are at a point in your life and you're saying, where from here? Be excited. Be encouraged, because you are being prepared for something amazing if you choose to be brave enough to step into the opportunity.
I want to step in here and say something, Teresa, because you just said something so brilliant. And I'm not even sure you know what you said, but you just used the term or almost used the word disrupted. And in the tech world, we know that it's always great when your new company can disrupt some existing company. So Airbnb disrupts the hotel business. Uber disrupts the taxi business. Amazon disrupts retail. But who ever thought about using the same idea of disruption to disrupt something that all of us want to go away, which in this case is poverty? That's incredibly powerful. And I want to point out, I know this story, Kate. I've heard it several times now, and it captivates me every time I talk to Teresa. But Teresa, you left us in the last segment with having your baskets in Whole Foods. I think you said 250 retail outlets. I want you to talk about when we pick up a Blessing Basket Project basket. One of the ways we'll know that it is an authentic Blessing Basket Project basket is that there will be a picture and a short biography of the actual person who made that basket, and you can send them a letter to thank them. And tell us what that picture and bio and ability to send mail has done for those people who are your artisans.
I believe that peace begins with human connection. And as a result of that, and several other issues that I noticed in this space of trying to end poverty, I realized that if we can just connect a human to a human, goodness happens. So I developed a technology called Artisan and You. It is the world's largest artisan engagement platform, and every single item that we sell bears the very face of the very artisan who crafted that very item. This technology is so disruptive and profound, it was honored by the United Nations and BMW for its intercultural innovation, an innovative way to bring cultures together through a piece of art. We have over 3,500 artisans at any given time across 7 countries that we're working with. You as the consumer, I believe, deserve the right to talk to the person who made that good, find out their story, understand how your purchase changes their life, have a dialogue with them. So when you see that face, you turn the card over. There is a unique identification code for that very product. You go to our website, put in that information. Up pops a more robust story of your artisan. You learn the names and ages of their children. You learn how they're spending their prosperity wages, how they are doing on their journey out of poverty. You can write them a letter, and despite language and technology barriers, we empower them to write you back through a whole fleet of translators. And it's, you know, phenomenal. We'd be here for a little while talking about how we make that system go. But trust me, it's powered by a lot of love, bamboo poles, and a lot of grit, for sure, to make that happen. But we've had thousands of letters change hands between artisans and consumers in the United States and Canada. When an artisan in a developing country receives a letter from you, it is life-altering. They walk differently. They look at themselves differently. They see themselves as part of a much larger global picture. No longer is their problem, their life, their everything centered around the 1 kilometer that's around them. They realize that there's a much bigger world out there full of amazing people who care about them as humans. And I have the privilege, we don't post these letters on Facebook or any other social media. You'll never see us sharing the private details of a letter between you and an artisan. That's between the two of you. We do, however, watch those letters, because can you imagine the responsibility of opening the world in such a delicate population. So we do have to watch letters to make sure that everyone is safe, that there's nothing that would cause concern on either side. So I get the privilege of seeing the letters. And to watch human beings communicate on such a raw, intimate, safe level, it really leaves me without words. These letters that have exchanged hands, they're really, really beautiful. And it gives me hope.
This is one of the things, Teresa, the first time you told me this just literally left me speechless, which doesn't happen very often, by the way. Yeah. We're talking with Teresa Carrington. She's the founder and CEO of 10x3. It's 10x3.org. That's number 10, T-E-N, by, B-Y, 3, T-H-R-E-E.org, 10x3.org, formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. It's still, the Blessing Basket Project still exists as part of 10x3, so you can keep buying those baskets or start looking for them now that you understand the incredible significance of them. I want to bring this full circle back, Teresa, to the name change from the Blessing Basket Project to 10x3. Why the name change? What's the significance of 10x3?
You understand the significance of the Blessing Basket Project based on my earlier story. The Blessing Basket Project was formed because it's my attempt to pay forward the love people have been putting into my life since the day I was born. But we realized at year 13, 14 that the name could no longer contain the innovation and the formulas and models that we had developed and, frankly, the impact of the work that we were doing. So we went on a journey to find what could the name or should the name be. And in that journey, we realized what is working. We're getting thousands of people out of poverty sustainably, something that the World Bank can't even figure out how to do. What is it that's driving that? And as we began to look back and study all of our data, we realized it was 10 products a month purchased consistently at prosperity wages for 3 years. That was it. And then the name just came like lightning. 10x3 is the formula that sustainably ends poverty. And so moving to the name 10x3, it empowers us to talk more directly about our innovations and our disruption to solving the world's number one sustainability goal.
Wow, I love it. As we wrap this up, I think, Teresa, what people want to know is, what can we do to help?
There are a couple things to do. Number one is you need to be aware when you're buying a handcrafted good that they're not all made equally. I believe that as a consumer, you have a right to talk to the artisan who made your good. And if the product you're buying does not allow you to do that, you need to be asking more questions. So first, be a cautious and aware consumer. Second, if you'd like to support our work, you can visit 10x3.org, and that's TENBYTHREE.ORG. Purchase a product. Our model breaks down when we don't sell the product. So selling products on behalf of our artisan keeps the model going. And when you purchase that product, you'll have this fantastic connection with the person who made your good. And we need volunteers, and it doesn't matter to us where you live. We operate in the cloud when it comes to those letters and other technologies that we use. We can have volunteers assist us from many parts around the country. We're based in St. Louis, Missouri, but we have volunteers who help us, for example, out in California. If you're a designer and you would like to have your products custom crafted by artisans around the world, contact us. If you can place an order of 500 units or more, help us help you get an ethical supply chain. So there are a lot of ways people can get involved, but it starts with being an informed consumer. Make sure that you are asking the questions, because I believe every consumer deserves that right.
Perfect place to end this. I love it. Teresa Carrington, founder, CEO at 10x3. Go to 10x3.org. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you so much, Kate and Greg, for this opportunity. You guys are great. Thanks for all the work you do.
Patrick Holbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan auto insurance rates are almost twice the national average. We need to lower costs, but at the same time, we need to protect the lifetime benefits for those who are injured. Using my engineering problem-solving know-how, I have found a way to lower costs by a minimum of 40% while still retaining lifetime benefits. Do you realize that 58% of my own insurance premium is due to state mandates? If we eliminate those mandates, our insurance rates can be lowered to near the national average. Principal Solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Holbeck for governor.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The Hug Store. Rick Morrison is the founder of the Hug Alliance and co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. National Hugging Day has been actually observed since 1986 on January 21st this year in honor of the 32nd anniversary. The nonprofit I mentioned, the Hug Alliance, is aiming to set it to Guinness World Records in Los Angeles. The most nationalities ever in a group hug, and we'll tell you about the other one coming up. But let's get him on the line. He's in our virtual green room. Rick Morrison, he's the founder of the Hug Alliance and the co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. So he's the event founder coordinator of this whole thing. Hi, Rick.
Hi. Hi, thank you.
Let's
for
talk about.
Me on.
Tell me about why and when National Hugging Day started.
So National Hugging Day, to go back just to the origin, was actually started not by myself, but by Kevin Zaborny in 1986, and he just wanted people to hug more, and it was really just kind of a very grassroots early on movement for him. And it's while it's not widely known, it is known, and it's actually celebrated in some places all over the world on every January 21st. So that's how the origins of it go back. But this year will be by far the biggest global celebration and recognition of that day.
Yeah, so tell us what you're doing. I mentioned the one thing, trying to get those two Guinness World Records in L.A. Tell us about that.
So there's three, actually, world records we're going to go for. The first world record is the most nationalities ever in a group hug. And it's going to represent, it's basically like the Olympics of hugging. And there's going to be sashes worn by different people from different countries. And hopefully we're going to, you know, have every country, but, you know, we need a certain number to actually break the Guinness record. And then the second is a real fun record that is going to involve astronauts in the International Space Station that have these kinetic vests. And a few people on Earth will wear them and be able to hug. And when they hug themselves in this vest, the person in the space station, the astronaut, will feel that hug and do the same thing back. So it literally is like an intergalactic hug.
Wow, interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
Intergalactic. So cool. How did you work this whole thing out?
The world records. I said you guys might need to change, you know, rethink your name because, you know, it goes outside the world at that point.
Yeah, no kidding. all right. I love that. tell me about what are the benefits of hugging? What is research showing us?
Well, see, that's it. There's so much research now. And, you know, I always say to people, it's like, you know, your favorite flavor ice cream. You just, you know, you like what you like, and you like a hug because it leaves you feeling a certain way, or you feel great about giving somebody one when they feel, you know, the need, you know, their need. They need a hug. But really, now, if you actually practice it like an exercise, there's one of the doctors within our Hug Alliance, he's a clinical psychologist who has a book coming out, 21-day hugs, hugging 21 people over 21 days for 21 seconds at a time. And it's that connection point in longer hugs that has really been researched where... And the list is so long. I mean, we could be on for an hour talking about the benefits, but, you know, some of the most common ones now that are all the things that involve different chemicals in the body, oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, those kind of what we call tonic chemicals and good feeling chemicals. You know, there's more of them. Your body produces more of those, and it reduces the stress hormone, also known as cortisol. Mm. And that's kind of the one that, you know, you try to not. But that's the one that, you know, we've always had for fight or flight when you're in fear-based, and that, you know, along with adrenaline, you know, those are the ones that. So, and by doing that, as those chemicals go in different directions with increases and decreases, you know, you reduce stress and worry and anxiety. You increase your calmness. You know, it involves more in compassion and understanding of the people that you're with. And one of my favorites, because we're such a supplement kind of world these days where there's a supplement, it seems, for everything, hugs really have been researched to stimulate your immune system.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea about that. Rick, so tell me, and we're going to say again, Rick Morrison is the founder of the Hug Alliance, co-author of the children's book, The Hug Store. What got you involved in this?
My daughter. Honestly, I mean, I've always been a hugger. Some of the people, you know, might even say a world-class hugger, but I never, you know, it's hugging. It's just part of who I am. So I never really thought there'd be a path to really kind of explore hugs and try to get the word out on the benefits to the masses. But, you know, my daughter and I are so close. We wrote this children's book together, and it's kind of been somewhat effortless in getting it out there because there's such a need for it these days with so much division and separateness. And you know, actually with everything going on so much too with the Me Too campaign, it's like we don't, you know, it's okay to hug. Just ask the person you're going to hug. You know, say, I'd love to hug you. Would you welcome my hug? You know, and that's obviously for people you don't know or don't know well, but even within, you know, the context of the families, you know, people don't stop to hug. You might do a little quick kiss or a little pat on the back, but you're not really getting those benefits that we spoke of earlier.
It's so funny you say that, Rick, because I notice people who are, like you say, you're like a world-class hugger. I notice people who give really, I call them really sincere, good hugs. And I have a couple of friends that are, it's just awesome when they hug you. And it is. It isn't this like kind of, I mean, it just feels good. There is something about it.
Well, you know, and there's, I don't know if there's research on this. I haven't seen anything, at least on our end, that's come through the Hug Alliance. But, you know, it always goes back to, you know, when you are born, you've been hugged for, you know, virtually 9 months, and you're hugged, and you're used to having a feeling of things around you. And, you know, babies are often swaddled to bring them comfort and, you know, wrapped really tight. That gives them a very calm presence, and that continues on. You know, with hugging is kind of the extension of those things that start early, very in life.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Tell me about the children's book, The Hug Story. You said you wrote it with your daughter. What was that like?
It is my joy to talk about that. It was actually, it's based on a true story of an event that happened when we were visiting my family in Michigan, where Shauna, my daughter, who was 4 at the time, you know, she didn't want to hug her grandpa. And she hadn't seen him in 6 months. And, you know, the grandparents always, you know, kind of want their hugs, and it's kind of all about them. But sometimes kids just aren't comfortable. And, you know, I kind of took a step back, and I didn't insist that she hug him. And I kind of just let it play out to see what she would do. Would it be kind of a meltdown situation? Would my parents be upset? And I didn't know. And Shauna just said that she was all out of hugs. And didn't have any right now, but she'd go to the store while she was in Michigan and bring one home back, or bring one home for Grandpa.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, so the book is a discovery for kids to kind of return to trusting their instincts, to rely on their self for answers and self-discovery. And it's set around the context of a family, and Shauna goes shopping in different stores that she picked, looking for hugs, but virtually, you know, by the end, realizing that, you know, if you shop for hugs, you'll be shopping forever.
Oh, what a wonderful sentiment. I love that. Oh, this is terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Rick, I hope you set all those records, and we're going to tell everyone, hug somebody on January 21st. Hug them every day, but hug some people.
And they can follow us. I will say actually two things real quick, because people can live stream the event anywhere in the world. It's going to be globally live streamed. And that site, they can find us a few different ways, through thehugalliance.net. thehugmob.com, or for the direct link on agapelive.com. agapelive. Yep.
I love it, Rick. We'll be doing that. Thank you
so much
for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Big hugs.
I love it. You can tell he's a big hugger. You know it. You know he's a good hugger. I love the story about his daughter. All right, stay with us. Much more come your way on the flip side here on ATN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.